Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We have Taran here with us.
Hello.
We're joined by returning guest, esteemed author, Brian Sherlock.
Hey, hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So today we're going to be talking about the MCU's latest edition, The Marvels. We thought we'd, or you basically wanted to come on board for this one because you are a fan of Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So we thought this is probably the most suitable episode for you to come on.
Because it has Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Three of them.
Yeah, if you didn't know, the Marvels has Captain Marvel in it.
Yeah.
So Taran and I watched it last night. For some reason I watched this twice. I'm still trying to figure out why I did that, but
bad memory.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it was partly because of that. So I watched it opening night, and then Taran and I watched it again last night, and I think you watched it
last week.
Yeah, opening week. So we'll get into our thoughts on it. We'll do spoiler-free first, and then we'll jump into spoilers later on. So in terms of background on the movie, it's directed by Nia DaCosta. She previously directed The Candyman 2021, and a smaller film before that. So this is only her third film. Starring Brie Larson, everyone's favorite Captain Marvel
person. Yeah. Just in general.
Yes, person.
Yeah.
Tarana Paris, who's returning from her role in WandaVision.
From Paris. Yeah.
From Paris. Yeah. Maybe she was in Paris and she.
I don't know. Probably. Yeah. She could be still there. Yeah.
Iman Vellani from Ms. Marvel. So, and then we've got Nick Fury's in this movie again. So Samuel L. Jackson returns and. We've got Zoe Ashton as the
Darben.
Mrs.
Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston's wife. Yeah. She is Tom Hiddleston. Yeah, in real life. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But
and
she's
in this answer. And in the MCU. That's Loki's wife.
Oh, yeah. Is that in season is that spoiler for season two?
No.
cool. And we've got some other people, but that's a primary cast. What do you think the budget for this movie was? I just told you before, so you can't answer.
800 million. No, it's 140 million, I'm pretty sure.
It's 275 million.
Oh, okay. More than what I thought it was.
Yeah.
And it's the lowest opening for a Marvel movie ever, opening weekend. So currently, box office-wise, it's sitting at 117 million worldwide. Not looking good.
Nah.
Considering just the production budget was 175 million. So... Yeah. Once you put in, I don't know if they did a whole lot of marketing because of the actor strike and stuff, but once you factor all that in, it's not looking good in terms of getting the budget back. Another thing to mention is the runtime. This movie, it is the shortest Marvel movie It comes in at 105 minutes. 105 minutes.
I thought it was 150. Shit. Yeah. Go on. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's short. Less than 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We have seen the Marvel movies getting shorter recently. So most of them have been around 2 hours.
Yeah.
Apart from, I think we were saying...
Eternals, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Guardians.
Guardians, yeah. The rest have been around that two-hour mark. You've probably seen the trailer for this, but what's the story roughly for this movie? They're switching places.
Yeah, they... Has to do with the bangle, and then they
it's like Freaky Friday, where they're switching places.
Yeah.
The mum turns into the daughter.
Yeah.
And then they have to go to high school.
Yeah. You know what? That would have actually, if they did that movie with Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel.
What, Freaky Friday?
Just do Freaky Friday with Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
That would have probably been better than this. Because I reckon they could have explored some stuff. Like this similar story to this. Like Captain Marvel's doing similar stuff.
Yeah.
Miss Marvel's just doing a high school stuff. Yeah. I think that would have been a good movie.
I just came up with that on the spot.
And you don't need, like, Monica Rambeau, do another thing with her. Like, you don't need her in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, just do Freaky Friday with Miss Marvel and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got the movie that we got. So let's jump into positives and negatives. We'll start with our guests' positives.
Yeah. You definitely got to appreciate the chemistry between all three of them. It's like they definitely got a lot. You can definitely see them getting along well on the screen and all that. So, and yeah, just visuals, etc. Just there's sort of my negatives outweigh a lot of the positives, like decent positives, but like the negatives are there.
Outweigh
the positives. Unfortunately,
The only other thing I'd add is I think the biggest positive for this movie is just Iman Vellani.
Yeah, she is.
Like, I think without her in the movie, it would have been even worse than it was.
Yeah.
I think she adds a bit of comedy. Bit of character, bit of energy.
Yeah. She is a good addition to the MCU.
Do you have anything in terms of positives?
There's a fight at the start that's pretty good, actually.
The first fight.
It's like in three different locations.
It's
pretty decent.
Yeah, that was good, yeah.
Yeah. I like the cats. I like all the cats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cats in this movie.
Yeah. The cats are good. Something else. Yeah, the character. Yeah. I think, unfortunately, everyone except one person is pretty good in this movie. And I normally defend this person, but unfortunately, she's not very good in this movie.
Brie Larson?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Brie Larson's very good. I think she's really wooden.
Yeah.
I mean, the...
I don't think she was enjoying it, frankly. Well, why would she? Everyone fucking hates her. So, I don't blame her at all, but she's not very good in this.
Yeah. I mean, getting into negatives, I think, firstly, I think the version of the movie that we got is not the version that they intended initially or they wrote initially. There's definitely stuff that's cut out of this movie. It feels very disjointed. Like
it's kick and wing.
That's right. Yeah. You might have to explain what that means out of context, but you have an analogy in terms
It's like it's, you could say a big action movie that's like well received and all that. It's a roast chicken, like lots of meat on the bone, but not a lot of depth. But then there are some other movies that are sort of similar caliber, but poorer quality. So you got a drumstick, but then the chicken wings are basically the
Much substance.
But you
kind of get short-term entertainment.
There's conflict in the movie that gets resolved pretty much immediately. Like there's multiple conflicts and then like the very next scene, it's just resolved. It happens like that over and over.
The editing is just very choppy.
When the fight happened, the first fight scene and all that.
Even that, like I think they... The logic around or the mechanism with which this shifting thing occurs, it's not explained very well. Like, why is this even happening? And they kind of pick and choose who shifts because it's not all of them all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel, or sometimes it's only two of them, but sometimes it's all of them. Mm. So it's like, how does this thing work?
Yeah. And so it's if they're all using their powers at the same time and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But there's instances when they're all fighting and they're kind of all using their powers, but not all of them switch.
Yeah.
So it got, yeah, it got a bit confusing as to how this thing actually works. And the villain.
Yeah, Darben. Yeah.
It was just like,
I don't think she's any worse than some other Marvel villains.
Yeah.
Like there's not, they're not the greatest.
Nah.
In general. She's probably as good as Ronan the Accuser, her predecessor.
Yeah.
She's essentially that character. Yeah. She's got even got the hammer and all of that.
Yeah.
I think Ronan, he just maybe had a bit more screen time than this villain, so maybe we got a little bit more about him because he does have some interaction with Thanos and stuff in Guardians. And
he's been more Ronan's a lot more memorable, but Darben, she's sort of she's a chicken wing character. So
there's really nothing.
I don't know. You, with both of them, you kind of don't get any. Well, you don't care. Like there's nothing. There's nothing there. Yeah. It's a classic Marvel villain. Pretty much. It's
really
no substance.
Yeah. And there's some segments in this movie that people really didn't enjoy. This is more mixed for me. Like there's a segment where they go to a couple of planets in this. So without spoiling anything, we can jump into it in spoilers. But there's one part, I think it was meant to be comedic.
Yeah.
This planet that
took a swing.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if it hit.
Yeah.
I thought some of this movie was pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all the parts with Ms. Marvel are pretty funny. And some parts with her family. The parts with her family are funny, but I also question whether they need to be in this movie as much as they are.
As much as they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were literally in it just for comedic relief.
Yeah.
But I think it was funny-ish. That part wasn't that funny. I think it was meant to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very disjointed.
Yeah.
In the end, like, I think they try. There's a couple of teasers at the end, and I think people are going to walk out thinking this was actually better than it was. I think.
I don't think so.
90% of the movie is not good.
The global reception of this is not great. I don't think people walked out of it thinking it was
great. I think Marvel were hoping that they'd walk out.
Yeah.
With that, like, those couple of teasers thinking, this movie is better than it was. But I think people have fallen for that trick too many times.
Yeah. And they're fed up with it.
Yeah. So, like, the teasers aren't really going to work. And, like, also the ones they have, I don't even know when they're going to pay those off. Because, they've teased a lot so far in phase 4 and 5.
Yep.
And so far, basically nothing has. I don't even know when they're going to pay off some of this stuff, like when it's even going to happen.
In 5 years, maybe.
Like, probably not even that. Like, the stuff they've announced, I don't know if any of this is even going to come through in those. So,
Marvel is starting to choke. So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
it is choking. So, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's another negative. Is it better than The Flash?
I didn't say that.
So that's his new rating now. So like,
okay.
Yeah. So is it better?
I think it's the same as The Flash.
Really?
Like on par Flash. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Which is not good.
No. Because I hate The Flash.
It's a cognitive regression for me. It's, I was hoping watching it twice, I might see like some of what they were trying to do with this movie.
It's thankfully quite short, though.
It is quite short. I think that is in a way it's a positive, but I think if they added more, there was stuff they cut out, definitely. So if they kind of had a bit more of the story in it, in terms of the backstory for all of the characters, because they kind of just appear in this movie, all of them, it would have maybe helped a bit.
Yeah.
Another thing I'll say is generally these movies tend to be not independent, but like you don't have to watch the TV shows to watch the movies.
Yeah.
You can kind of get what's going on. But I think for this, you kind of do have to watch WandaVision and Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Definitely I think WandaVision, like that character, you wouldn't know who this character is at all. You might have heard about Ms. Marvel a bit, and they do have a little bit of story with her and her family in this.
Yeah.
Very little, but there's little there. But I think it would actually be helpful if you do watch them.
Is she in something else?
She was in Monica.
Yeah.
She was in the first Marvel movie. But
as a kid.
Yeah. As a kid.
Basically, Tana Paris in anything else?
She was
in Marvel.
I didn't think WandaVision.
No, it's just
WandaVision. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's another thing around her character motivation.
Yeah, that was just really weak. Not
make sense.
Yeah. I was expecting more of a conflict between her and Carol.
I expected the conflict they have wasn't a very good one.
Nah.
The reasoning for her conflict with Carol was just not very strong at all.
She just never came back.
Yeah. I mean,
except when Maria was in having cancer and our journey.
Yeah. And we can get into that more and suppose. What do you rate this movie?
I recall when I saw Love and Thunder, I was really pissed off about that. Like, it was just, for me, that's the worst Marvel movie at the moment. So
I think it's worse than this.
So after that, I really needed a hit of indie cinema. So I was like looking at all these indie movies and all that.
Yeah.
But in this case, I don't need to rush off to the indie cinema because I'm not that mad with this movie, but it could have been so much better. So
yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I think in terms of the worst Marvel movies, which is the way we talk about Marvel movies now,
it's a step above Love and Thunder, definitely.
I think it's better than Love and Thunder.
Quantum Mania level.
Yeah, and it's probably about the same as Quantum Mania. Maybe a bit better. Quantum Mania was
maybe a little bit better than Quantum. Yeah. I'm still sort of getting my head around the negativity for Quantum Mania because I personally didn't have a problem with it.
I think because it had Kang, who's meant to be the main villain for this whole thing, the way they treated him in that wasn't great. And also there's a lot of other stuff about the movie. You can listen to our review of it, but we didn't think it was that good. But yeah, this was probably, there's a bit more entertainment in this just because of Ms. Marvel.
It is a bit mid though.
Yeah.
I would probably rather it be dog shit. Just like complete crap. And then I would probably find it a bit more entertaining. But it's very mid-level.
Yeah.
It's not amazing. It's not,
it's a movie.
Yeah. I feel like they should just take huge swings now. Just like fucking go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, they've all been a bit like playing it safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them. Like even the Multiverse of Madness, Quantumania.
Yeah.
I just want them to take like a huge swing. Just like, I don't know, fucking kill a character. Kill... If they killed Captain, if they killed Miss Marvel in this, that would be crazy.
Yeah. I think if they killed Captain Marvel, people might have actually liked this movie.
I don't blame Brie Larson to not want to do this role anymore. Because like the minute she got the role, even before she was in any movies, everyone hated her immediately.
Fair enough. I think the only person that was actually enjoying their time, it was probably Iman Vellani in this movie.
Yeah.
Because I could tell, like, Brie Larson, I don't think she wanted to be there. I don't think Tarana Paris looked particularly interested either in the role. Yeah. Nick Fury, like Samuel Jackson, was just...
He just does.
He was just quipping throughout. He was just doing whatever.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a negative review.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm hoping these get better.
Yeah.
But I'm not that hopeful anymore. Next year, it's just Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
Which is technically not even... How connected is that going to be to all of this?
Very.
You think so?
Yeah. It's going to have Frasier on it.
Okay. That's a mild spoiler, I guess. Yeah. Frasier might be in this movie.
Frasier Crane, psychologist on the radio. Yeah.
So, should we jump into spoilers? If there's nothing else we can talk about in terms of non-spoiler. All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right, spoiler. So obviously, if you haven't seen Captain Marvel's a prequel to this. So if you haven't seen Captain Marvel and the Marvels, go
walk away.
By all means, go and watch it. Come back to this point in the episode and listen to our spoilers. Mm. So the first fight scene, we can start there. It kind of gets into it pretty quickly.
Like, yeah.
The first scene's with the villain, she finds the bangle.
Yeah.
Also, this bangle thing, how does Kamala get one of them?
Yeah.
Because the other one's in space.
Yeah.
So how did her grandma
get... That's a big plot hole there. Yeah. And it's Kree related, but then the clandestine and their light dimension wants it, etc. So there's, as you said, there's a lot of loose ends.
I thought she couldn't use her powers unless she had the bangle.
Correct.
Also thought that as well.
But then she does.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be a case of the mutant gene is sort of activating it in some way. Or
Is it
in Miss Marvel uses it without the bangle?
I think she does.
I thought she always had the bangle on. Mm. But there is that thing at the end of Miss Marvel where they say that she's a mutant.
Yeah,
they do.
Mutant. Hybrid.
So maybe like the bangle unlocked her powers in some way and she can
use. Also, Miss Marvel's powers look like shit. I thought that would make them look better.
People are really pissed with it now.
Looks really bad.
It looks just like it did in this show, and that was not good. Because I thought that was like, show budget, fair enough.
Yeah.
This is movie budget. This is like one of the biggest budget movies of the year, and it still looks terrible.
Mm.
And she doesn't really use her powers like I thought she would. Like, there was just one part where she like makes her hand big. I thought she'd do more of that.
She's just making like blocks, like blocks of ice. That look like
plates of I thought they would. Yeah, I was a bit disappointed in the way they used her powers, but her character was good overall. So we start with she finds the bangle. And then you see Kamala. She's like, "Where's the other one?"
And everything really handily happens at the same time. Which,
That also, it's all related to this bangle, right?
Yeah.
But they create this vortex because of the bangle. But why don't they switch places with what's her name?
Darben
as well, because she's got a bangle.
Yeah.
Why isn't she impacted by this switching thing? Like, they never explain why this thing's like, they kind of do in some, tech jargon that Monica spits out, but, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, it's not the big swings that you want.
No. Yeah. I want someone to die.
Well, Ms. Marvel should have just died the first time they switch, because for some reason she switches into
the spacesuit.
Yes.
She switches into the spacesuit, but like the other people, when they switch, they don't switch into.
There's a lot of convenience happening in this movie.
Yeah, so she should have just died straight away, technically. But there's a lot of stuff that they don't really explain with how this switching thing works. But when the first time they switch, Captain Marvel's in space somewhere, investigating something. Monica Rambeau's also in space, similar area, I think.
They're far apart now, but then
That's another thing. Like, where are people just get to places really quickly in this?
Yeah.
So after the first fight scene, firstly they switch. I'm pretty sure they switch multiple times in this, but the way they cut it, I don't understand, because Monica's speaking with Nick Fury. And she's like, oh, I think this thing's happening. And then I think that's still the same scene. Like, they've switched already once. And then she's explaining to Nick Fury. And then they're switching again. It's all still the same sequence. So I don't know how, like, time is working in this thing as well. But anyway, the first fight scene happens. And then Nick Fury and Monica Rambeau are in New Jersey. Like, yeah. In Ms. Marvel's doorstep.
Yeah. So I think they're on the space station.
Yeah, they're outside on the space station.
Earth.
Yeah.
Above Earth.
Okay. They were coming down.
And then Captain Marvel's in
somewhere else.
She's in some
other galaxy.
Yeah.
She's in Parlor or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
But I think she flies back.
Yeah.
I don't know how far she can fly, but
She's in the jump points as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they do switch. I think Ms. Marvel switches with her, and then that's how she ends up in Earth, right?
She comes back to Earth, but then she flies back. I think they all fly back.
Yeah.
Do they?
No.
There's a part where she's falling out of the sky because Captain Marvel tries to fly back. And then they switch again. And then she does fly there. Then Captain Marvel does fly there because both of them are on the
end. And then Captain Marvel flies there.
So she must just fly really quickly. Yeah. Or she's
fast at flying. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Captain Marvel, we've already established that she's extremely overpowered.
Yeah.
She almost took down Thanos by herself.
Yeah.
But she's struggling to beat this Darban character.
Yeah.
So, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't say she's overpowered and then say that she can't beat, that she's not strong enough to beat this person.
I think she should have beaten this person quite easily. So
movie would be finished.
Because there's other parts. She, like, ignites a sun by herself.
Yeah.
So, like, there's parts where she's clearly overpowered, but then there's parts where she's struggling. So, I'm like, how does this...
I think it's because the bangle
took some of the power. Yeah. Okay, so when they were switching, she wasn't as powerful as she normally is.
Well, she can't use her powers as normal because they keep switching. And then also when she uses it, the bangle takes the powers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That logic, there wouldn't be a movie. Like, essentially what you're saying is that in the first 5 minutes, she should have killed Darban, and for the rest of the time, it's Freaky Friday. Which is not the worst, but like...
Yeah, that's fine. I just want Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
No, it would have made sense if they did switch and it was Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel's body. Yeah. Ms. Marvel doesn't know how to use Captain Marvel's powers, so, like, she wouldn't have been as overpowered. She has to deal with Darban as Ms. Marvel in Captain Marvel's body. And then Captain Marvel has to deal with high school homework.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they go and meet each other, though?
Huh? Because they're trying to figure out what's happening, and then it takes them time to figure out what's happening.
Okay. And she would just go to school while she's figuring out.
Well, she has to go to school because her parents think this is Kamala.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like,
I don't think Captain Marvel would go to school.
Yeah, I think like
I just don't see that happening.
Just make a phone out of like in the first one, she just made a phone out of Stella's phone or whatever out of the payphone, just like, yeah, call Fury and get her out of this shit.
Yeah. Or maybe she'll try to get in touch with Fury.
Yeah.
As Kamala.
Yeah,
yeah.
And,
I mean, they already have a file on her. So,
I mean, he knows who she is. So,
I think it would take a couple of steps to get her to go to school.
Well,
I think it would be like a situation where it's like, okay, we've got to figure out how to fix this. But in the meantime, don't tell anyone. Yeah. Don't tell anyone. We've got to just figure this out. Yeah. Otherwise, people will panic. So,
I'm pretty sure her parents wouldn't, like, if she's like, I am Captain Marvel. They'd just be like, what are you talking
about? They don't know who she is.
Yeah. She's fucking weird anyway, so it's like...
Yeah.
That's probably within character.
Yeah, that's right. So it was just... Yeah. I think that would have been a funner movie, and you would have been able to get Ms. Marvel's friends from the show as well.
Yeah, I like...
Yeah.
Nakia and Bruno. He's gone off to school somewhere, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, they could have done something there. But anyway... Anything else, spoiler-wise?
Sun-Jun Park is in this movie.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know who he is, but I think I know who
he's in a lot of K-pop stars. Yeah. Right. So people are not happy that he wasn't in this movie as much as they
were. He was really underutilized. Yeah. Basically, he just says, okay, just do that.
Also, is he alive?
He might be dead.
Because they don't ever go back to that planet, and they're just sucking water out of it.
Yeah. Actually, he might be fine. There's just no water on that planet.
Yeah.
Well, so Harla, this other, the motivation for this villain is she wants to suck air out of one planet.
Yeah.
She wants to suck water
sucking
out of one
air planet. Sucking air out of a planet is worse than sucking water out of a planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wants to...
Sunlight from Earth.
She wants to steal the sun.
And the sun's the worst because that would also... Everyone would die.
Yeah.
Everyone dies from the sun. Everyone dies from the air. I think, like, it would be bad. You'd die. You'd die, but it would take a longer time to die with the water.
Yeah. And also, this planet, so for decades, it hasn't had sun,
yeah,
water, or air.
But they got
still, there's still people living on this planet.
They got that oxygen tanks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's like thousands of people still living.
They're getting by.
They're shipping in water.
So like, yeah, anyway, the whole motivation, the whole logic around stealing stuff from other planets just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but like, Harlow was always a shit planet anyway, so yeah.
But there was an interesting plot point in this where they do explore, like, Captain Marvel wasn't actually... She destroys the AI.
Yeah.
But it ends up being worse than before. And they call her the Annihilator.
Yeah.
So there was something there, and they could have done a bit of tension. There could have been a bit of tension between Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel, because Ms. Marvel idolizes Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
But then if she finds out that Captain Marvel's actually not...
Yeah.
Or that she thought she was.
Yeah.
It could have been a bit of, a bit of tension and conflict there. But they just breeze over that. Like, she explains it, and then Miss Marvel's like, yeah, that's all good.
Mm.
You're still cool.
Yeah, it's like chicken wing movie. Chicken wing.
Yeah. And the conflict between Monica and
Carol.
So, like, from memory, so I haven't seen Captain Marvel that many times, but I'm pretty sure they don't even spend that much time together. Like, is it like a week that Carol is, because she goes, she's a Kree for a bit.
Yeah.
She comes back to Earth. She reunites with Maria.
Yeah.
She's not there for that long. She doesn't spend that much time with the kid.
There was before that and all that, so.
But that was before she was born.
Yeah.
That was before Maria was born, so.
No, Monica was.
Sorry, Monica.
Yeah, Monica was around when Carol got taken by the Kree.
Yeah.
So, Maria was playing mum when Carol was taken.
Yeah.
Like, there was that pre-existing relationship. But then when she comes back, Monica's all happy. Her aunt's back. But then when that's one line, one reaction in WandaVision where you think, oh, something's happened.
Yeah.
And we don't get much at all in the resolution or conflict.
Yeah. Well, she's a kid, and I think Carol says something like, I'll be back in order or something. Yep. And she, like, bases her whole life on that one line that Carol says. Like, obviously, if she hasn't come back, she's Captain Marvel, so she's doing
things.
Important things.
Yeah.
She's probably got a reason why she didn't come back.
Yeah. It's because she killed Harlow.
Is it because her mom died and she didn't come see? After her mum died.
She came during the blip.
She did come. Well, it turns out she did come
but
back.
But maybe she didn't know that.
Yeah, she didn't know that. She didn't know that until that they put on that memory.
Yeah. So maybe it's because she didn't see her mum because her mum died of cancer.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like she didn't have to hold a vendetta against her for...
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if she did hold a vendetta, though. Is it more like... Captain Marvel didn't want to see her rather than she has no way of contacting her.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think she just wanted her to come back, but Captain Marvel was doing Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So she couldn't come back. Yeah. But anyway, and I guess that she doesn't have any other family as such.
Yeah.
Maybe. I just thought it was a thin.
It was really, really motivation. Thin.
Another thing that happens in this movie is when they go to the first planet where they're sucking air out of it.
Tarnax.
And again, there's a bit of a conflict there with Ms. Marvel where she wants to save everyone, but then Captain Marvel's like, no, we'll save who we can.
Yeah.
Again, that could have been a point where she starts to see that Captain Marvel isn't all that she thought she was, but next scene, all's good.
Yeah. Then you got Valkyrie rocking up.
Yeah, that happened as well.
Yeah, it's like, I saw this, heard this, okay, what's Valkyrie doing? I get that they're friends after the battle, the end game, because they were fighting together.
Yeah.
So
Captain Marvel had time to become friends with Valkyrie, but she didn't have time to go back and see Monica.
Yeah, good question, yeah.
Because Valkyrie lives on Earth now.
Yeah.
Well.
Plus, there was really no need to put. I mean, she's looking after the Skrulls, but like Valkyrie's presence really was not.
And it sounds like they're like pretty close friends and stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, Carol does not give off lesbian vibes at all because like. I mean, Valkyrie is bisexual, though they did a shit job portraying her as that, but yeah.
It's like
I'm really not convinced with this intimate relationship.
They kind of breeze. I don't know if it was meant to be an actual relationship. Like, it's, they breeze over it, so it could be, but
yeah.
She's also married to this other guy, so.
Yeah. That was a political Sandra marriage.
Park, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She married into K-pop.
Yeah. Yeah. The musical thing, what did you, the musical plan, what did you think of that?
I'm not against it.
There were some funny parts.
Yeah.
I like the part when they're walking up and like.
They're dancing?
Well, only Miss Marvel's dancing and the other two aren't.
Yeah.
And like, so, why aren't you dancing? And I think it was Carol.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
She's like, I am dancing.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of self-conscious kind of thing. Like, she is. Kind of wooden, so
yeah,
that was all right.
I think her character is too wooden, like they've told her to play it really wooden,
Carol.
Yeah. And it's too wooden, like there's not enough emotion,
And I think Monica, she seems like a normal person apart from that one motivation, which seems a bit out of character, but like apart from that, she seems reasonably normal, but she's also kind of boring,
yeah. Iman Vellani is saving this movie as much as she can. So
pretty much.
I guess if they're all too wacky, it would get annoying as well.
Yeah.
Like some of them have to play it straight.
Yeah.
But I think it was too straight.
Yeah. And then there's the Flurkin Cats episode towards the end.
I like
that. So they do, I mentioned this yesterday, but they have, is it memories from the musical Cats that plays during that sequence? Yeah, the musical number during that sequence is from the musical Cats.
On the water planet, not.
No. At the end where they're using the cats to suck up all the people in the space.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you didn't notice that, that's a reference to Cats because they're using cats to do stuff. I thought that was okay.
I like the cats, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like all the cats.
Also a subplot that was probably not needed.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like when you see the eggs and all that, and I think, oh, has Darben done something to this station as well? Because I was sort of half expecting her to have connection to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard a spoiler.
Disconnect. It was just a separate thing that was happening.
Just
cats. Yeah. Just cats happening.
Yeah. I was like, I heard the spoiler about Goose having kittens and all that. Like, and the kittens are saving everyone from that station and that. But, like, it was not needed. Although you do like cats, so
I mean, like for the, it was kind of a thing to. It was an entertaining sequence, but it doesn't save the movie.
It's just cats.
Yeah. We could talk about Kamala's family. So I think the part where they're on Earth, at the start,
that makes sense. Yeah,
it makes sense that they're there. It makes no sense why they're in space. Yeah. Like why they're there.
Yeah,
just because they wanted to be. Like But when Monica and Fury go to their place first, and then Kamala asks her what Saber stands for, and Monica explains what it is, and then Fury's like, "That's classified," but he takes them to the space shuttle that Saber exists on.
I'm still wrapping my head around it because like. SHIELD, but then S.W.O.R.D. just miraculously shows, I think they should have, something that felt like he should have established at the same time or something.
So this was Saber.
Yeah.
It's a separate thing.
It's a different one. S.W.O.R.D.
was started by Maria.
S.W.O.R.D. gets destroyed in WandaVision because that guy goes crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy, he's, he.
And then S.H.I.E.L.D. gets destroyed because of the.
That's a Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, this
stuff. Just like Earth conveniently has a big space station, and I think
And also, so you're saying this is after Secret Invasion?
Yeah,
is this actually after Secret Invasion? Because Nick Fury in this is just a different character.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Because he's just like in that. He's all grim and
Secret Invasion can go in the bin and never come out.
To be honest, that could just be like a. a different universe.
It's like an alternate reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Some other thing that happened somewhere else.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, this could be another thing that happened somewhere else as well. So, yeah. Anything else? Any other? We can jump into the end, the little teasers that they had.
Yeah.
But was there anything else?
I liked one of the teasers and I did like the other. Well, I did not like it. I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which teaser?
So I think the one at the end of the movie where Kamala goes to meet Hawkeye.
I like that one.
That was
I did like Kate Bishop. She was
And she's obviously doing the Nick Fury thing as she's
Young Avengers.
Yeah, it's fun. She's doing the Nick Fury thing, but not well, which is kind of funny. Well.
Yeah. And it's like you're in a where she says you're in a bigger universe. It's like everyone knows that now already. Yeah. Like you don't have to say that anymore. And she also mentions that Ant-Man has a daughter, so you know that's going to be another person. Kamala mentions that, so she's like, "Oh, Ant-Man!" In the
So
she's like, "Ant-Man has a daughter," and she's obviously recruiting these Young Avengers. Yeah. I thought that was good, but when are they doing this Young Avengers thing? It's they haven't mentioned anything about it, unless it's going to be
10 years from now, Matt.
It's too late.
Like, unless they're secretly filming it right now.
Yeah. Like, they're not going to be young anymore in 2 years.
Yeah,
It's also funny how she's like, do you think you're the only young Avenger? And she's like, I'm 23.
That's true. She's not that young.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ant-Man's daughter's not that young either.
Nah. Yeah. 18 plus.
Yeah. Kamala's, she's actually high school.
Yeah. High school.
But I think if they do a Young Avengers,
I think it'll be good. I think all the young characters are pretty decent. Yeah,
so it'll be Kamala, Hawkeye, Aunt
Cassie,
woman, or what's her name? She's got a name.
She's gonna get a name at some point.
Stature or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
They are Wanda's kids. They want to put Wanda's kids into it.
So how do they fit into this? Because I thought they were like
America, Chavez.
Yes. She'll definitely be
in the same universe as Kamala, so she's on the.
I think Tom Holland would be in it.
Yeah.
I think they need.
Once they remember him.
I think they need Spider-Man in it. Yeah. And he can be like the leader.
He can be their theory.
Because he's the.
I think he'll be like Iron Man.
Yeah, he'll be like the Iron Man.
And there was a lot of comparisons between Kamala and Peter Parker and all that, which you can definitely see those.
Yeah, when he was.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be the older one. Anyone else we're missing? There was like a Captain.
There's like the young Captain America guy.
Yeah, which they hinted at what was that show? Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, wait, Taurus?
No, that guy's a young Falcon, but he's not that young. Yeah. He's like he's the black Captain America's son.
Oh, yeah.
The original
grandson.
Isaiah Bradley?
Isaiah, his grandson.
His grandson, yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Ironheart. Ironheart as well.
There's Hulk's son.
Ironheart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that.
Shuri definitely should be a contender for that one.
Is she young?
Oh, yeah, Ironheart. Yeah.
Ironheart would be in it. Yeah. I don't know if Shuri counts anymore.
She's old. Oh, it's Black Panther's son.
Yeah.
They're looking
too
up.
Too young, but yeah.
Too young.
No, Get him in. He's like 6 years old. Get him in.
Nakia is probably going to keep him on that island for as long as she can.
Yeah.
Well, Wanda's children are also like 6 years.
Yeah, they're pretty young. Yeah. But they age themselves. Yeah.
I think it would be funny if there's just a 6 year old Black Panther on the team.
One of them's going to be in the Agatha show.
One of the kids.
Yeah, one of Wanda's kids. He's going to be in Agatha.
Okay.
Yeah.
That show's still happening? I thought it was.
They're postponing it because they don't know what they're doing.
I think now that we've mentioned it, I really want a 6 year old Black Panther to be on the team, and I want that to be a thing.
You want it to be? You want a kitten in the movie? You want it to be more kittens?
Well, it looks like they got it.
I'll be very disappointed if they don't put him in now.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Well, if it is in 10 years' time, like he'll be
old.
Yeah, he'll be old enough. But these guys won't be young.
So, nah.
Yeah.
And just be Avengers again.
Yeah. But no, I think that will be good. Like, out of the young characters, I think all the young characters are pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah, pretty decent. Yeah.
Kate Bishop's pretty good as well. So.
It's just the execution that's the big issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because there is a Secret Wars movie, so maybe they'll young and the older Avengers apart, and the young Avengers
have to. I heard that Wolverine's going to be leading that one.
A lot of rumors about it.
Yeah.
Most of them are probably not true.
Yeah.
So this is the tease you liked, right?
Yeah. That was a tease I liked.
Yeah. So the one that was.
The other one is Frasier doing radio.
Yeah.
So he did when he originally played Beast, he was like, yeah, that was like, yeah, he did okay in that one.
Yeah, and they did.
Long time ago.
It wasn't CGI, it was makeup for that one.
So he's probably relieved that he doesn't have to sit in a chair for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and they probably didn't have time for him to do that anyway.
It sounds he's like doing Frasier.
Yeah.
He's doing new Frasier. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people have mentioned that he looks like the Beast. So this is what happens in the end credits scene. You've already seen it, but Monica goes into a portal or something at the end of the movie. She could have got out. Like, yeah, she could have fixed it from
that side.
And there was enough time for her to get out.
Like,
she didn't have to sacrifice herself. But anyway, she does that, and she ends up in a alternate dimension where
need a pat whack on the back.
No, I'm good.
She ends up in an alternate dimension where she meets a version of her mother who.
She's binary in that one.
Binary.
Yeah, so she's basically another Carol variant.
Yeah, which we saw a version of that.
But she did.
Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Anyway, that.
She got Wonder Visioned.
Yeah. So she sees a version of her mother. She thinks it's her mother, but it's a much younger version, firstly.
Yeah.
And then Beast walks in.
Yeah.
The Beast that looks like the Beast from the 90s. Animated series, apparently, people are saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they are doing a revival of that series well on Disney Plus. So, like, people are saying that somehow, like, that the animated version is somehow connected to the MCU, like one of the alternate dimensions.
It's a mess. But
yeah, he turns up. He says some stuff. He says some key words, like Charles and some other stuff.
Establishes that she's a
radio. Radio show.
Yeah. And then that's it.
Then there's got the X-Men.
Yeah, it's got the X-Men. They're in the X-Men mansion. There's a big X in the back.
Yeah. Two more and it's a porno theater, but it wasn't
Yeah. That's it, right? And then she's like, "Who are you?" And then Maria's like, "Oh,
I'm thinking they're finally actually established X-Men now. So you got that thing. Well, are they going to do it or not? I'm thinking, okay,
yeah, because in WandaVision they teased it, and they kind of it was just a joke in the end.
With
Pete what's his name? Peter Evans?
Pete Davidson. Yeah. It's not Pete Davidson.
I still hate them regardless. But they are. What was it? Shit.
Because everyone thought he was Quicksilver, but it was just some guy.
Yeah. He was Roy or Ralph. He was Ralph.
Boner.
Yeah. The mutants are slowly established in the established universe, but then the others.
Ms. Marvel's a mutant, apparently.
Yeah, so. And Namor as well. So
Namor,
Yeah, but now they can sort of jump ahead and not have to.
But are they going to use the character, like the actors from original X-Men?
Yeah, there were some good casting choices. But
they're all a bit old now, though.
Yeah, they are old. But, like, there was still reason. I would like to see Rebecca Romijn come back as Mystique.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, fuck. Fuck me, son. Yeah, it's just like.
Because the X-Men movies are convoluted in their own way. Because they've got the young versions and then they've got the old versions.
Oh, God.
And then they did the Days of Future Past where they both come together and all of that. So
they made a mess they can't clean up, so they're just using the.
So I thought they would have just started fresh and just got everyone new rather than continue with the old actors.
But still, they picked some really good people for the original one.
Yeah, definitely. Like Ian
New Cyclops, please, because he was just fucking boring in that one.
James Marsden.
Yeah. A better Cyclops, please.
Yeah. Well, Hugh Jackman's coming back in Deadpool 3.
Yeah. I would like to see don't want to see Halle Berry come back as Storm because she was really all over the place with her. So.
Yeah.
They got Janelle Monáe on a wish list to play Storm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think she'd do all right now.
There was that younger Storm in the.
Yeah, no, I don't know. No. Like, Storm was really screwed up.
And then there was. Who was Jean in the younger Jean?
Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner.
Who ironically did not have the same color eyes as the elder Jean. So, yeah.
She didn't have the same color eyes. Nah, she's got blue eyes, right?
Famke Janssen has brown eyes.
Yeah.
Or really dark ones. Like yeah. Sophie Turner does not. Sophie. How are you going to explain that, kids?
She's a mutant. She can change her.
They're not shapeshifters.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. Because I like some of the younger cast as well. Like, yeah. I like Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, he was good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although Ian McKellen wants to keep acting, but you got to sort of ease.
I think him and Patrick Stewart are just too old now.
I think they want to keep doing it, which is fine, but like this is a really distinctively physically based roles. And, I mean, they did very good jobs in that. Like, the time's running out, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll have to see. I just thought they'd start fresh, but it looks like they're not. Yeah.
It's an alternate universe, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they could still start fresh.
They can recast.
Yeah.
That's not the MCU. Well, it is the MCU.
It is now, but it's not the timeline.
Yeah, that's MCU. Yes.
So I think in the main MCU timeline, I don't think the X-Men actually exist in the form.
Yeah. I mean, mutants are emerging, but not the X-Men.
Yeah.
They end up doing Secret Wars. What's going to happen is they're just going to have lots of portals that come up.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to come through.
Yeah.
Frasier will be there with his radio. And everyone will be there.
Yeah.
And they fight a bunch of people. And then everyone goes back into their portals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
So that's the only time we'll see this guy ever again.
Beast.
Yeah. He'll be, I highly doubt he'll be more than a 2 to 3 second scene where you see him walk through a portal and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they're going to pay all this stuff off.
Like, it'll just be a bunch of people walking through portals.
Just waving.
And they've already, the novelty of that is faded.
But there'll be more people walking through portals this time. Yeah.
More
recognizable people.
And a Spider-Man 3. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I heard that they're probably going to bring Tobey Maguire.
Everyone's going to walk through a portal.
I heard something about that, yeah.
Everyone that's ever been in Marvel
movies. Name a person.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
He's going to walk through a portal. He'll be there. He'll be Daredevil.
Daredevil variant. Well. Yeah. Elektra's back.
Yeah.
I'm actually eager
to see what she's doing.
Deadpool 3, yeah. Mm. But I think the novelty of this whole thing, I think people are over it. You can't just have cameos.
It's just movies now and TV shows.
You kind of have to have some substance. Also, when are they going to? I was thinking about all the post credit scenes that we've had so far. So there was something in Shang-Chi. When are they going to talk about that?
Yeah.
With
the rings.
Yeah. Right? Yep. Yeah, the rings and the origin of the rings. They haven't announced the Shang-Chi 2, right?
Nah.
Eternals. There was that stuff with Kit Harington and the sword.
They're all going to walk through portals. Yeah. Don't worry. Everyone's going to walk through a portal.
Yeah.
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 Kit Harington will walk through a portal.
Yeah.
And then the sword will be there.
Blade will rock up.
Huh?
Blade will rock up.
Yeah, the blade will walk through a portal independently.
Yeah.
The One Directional will come back as well. So
Harry Styles will walk through a portal.
Yeah, Harry Styles. What's going on with him? And
yeah.
Yeah.
They have lost serious focus on it.
Yeah, yeah. So
hence me going to see an indie movie if I need to. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, there's also the Wonka movie coming out. Okay.
He'll walk through a portal.
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah.
He'll bring Hugh Grant with him in his little jar.
All the different variants of Timothy Chalamet, like June and Wonka and that one where he's in the Italian countryside.
The French, I think. But yeah.
Is it French?
I think it's French.
Interstellar.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Young Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. That's all I know him from.
Yeah.
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 He's in some other stuff.
He's in other stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in Little Women.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's in Little Women. Yeah. He's in that movie where the asteroid hits the Earth.
Asteroid hits the Earth.
Huh? It's got Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. Don't look up.
Lawrence. Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to walk through the portal, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's walking through portals. Everyone's going to be walking through portals. Yeah.
Everyone in Hollywood just comes out.
Yeah.
All right. That's Secret Wars. We've just given you a big spoiler for what's going to happen in Secret Wars.
Yeah.
In whenever that movie's coming out. They delayed it, right?
So, yeah. They're still delayed now.
6-year-old Black Panther's going to walk through a portal as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else on the Marvels?
I think we covered it.
Yeah. Underwhelming.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah. There isn't an end credit scene, so it's just a mid credit scene.
I know, right? It's you know, waited, but like I wasn't angry because like I didn't have to go to the toilet by then. So yeah, that's good.
They could have done the Kamala Kate Bishop thing as a mid-credits scene.
It did feel like that, yeah.
And they could have done the other one as an end-credits scene, but yeah, they just did that as the end of the movie. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a big screw over now. I mean, they're sort of not doing mid-credit scenes. Like, there's not a spoil, but they didn't do it with Loki. Okay. And they didn't do it with Secret Wars. So, yeah.
That's Secret like, Invasion.
That's the one. That's, yeah. So they're basically giving us the finger now. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What are the shows? Oh, there's Echo, I think, next.
Echo. They got to, well, since they're only doing Deadpool next year, they've got to balance it out with some TV shows. So they've got Agatha and Ironheart ready, I think. But yeah, so but Daredevil's like halfway through production or something.
I think they're restarting.
No, they're restarting.
They're rebooting it and all that, yeah.
No, as in they're restarting. I think they started on it briefly. But they're starting with new writers and everything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like the writer's strike and the actor's strike really threw them. And
yeah.
I think maybe it was a good thing because they're just like, okay, we have to lose this complex and just like calm ourselves down and just not be fuckwits about it.
All right. I think next week we'll talk about probably Loki season 2 if we watch it.
You can get it done. Yeah, one day. Binge. Yeah, you'd be right.
Yeah, I might watch it maybe later today. And we...
No, I haven't started. Yeah.
So we'll definitely review that because we have reviewed all the shows. And by all accounts, this one's actually good. So
yeah, it is better. Yeah. It is better. Like consistent with earlier Marvels and all that. So
yeah, so we'll definitely review that. But we did watch the Hunger Games Songbirds.
Ballad of Snakes. Snakes as well. It's got snakes. Yeah.
It's got snakes.
Yeah. Hunger Games die people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We watched that last night.
That's part of the pitch for the new book. So yeah,
We did it. We did a double show.
You Barbenheimer.
Yeah, we did Marvel Hunger.
Yeah,
or Hunger Marvel. Mm. Yeah,
yeah.
So that's a thing that people do now.
Yeah, manga.
Yeah. So we can talk about that next week as well. I don't think we've seen anything else in the recent past. This is the first episode we're doing in a while because. Yeah. You'll find out what happened because we have released by the time this episode's out, we have released the other ones. But my dog Remy got
the footage. Card.
Yeah, he was so first I saw him on my laptop one day.
Yeah,
like he jumped onto my computer on my laptop when I was editing an episode. So I had Final Cut Pro open. I was editing an episode and then. I just saw him on my table. I'm like, what are you doing, Remy? And then the next day I found him with my SD card and it was destroyed. So obviously he didn't like our content and he wanted to get to the source and destroy it.
Yes.
From the sounds of things, though, he's not going to be strong enough to pull down a whole Christmas tree, which is what my dog did.
He'll probably try, but I don't think he'll be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck, yeah.
Yeah. How big is your dog?
Rusty and Mac were basically... no bigger than the chest of drawers.
Okay.
Just shorter than that, but strong enough to pull down a whole Christmas tree. So yeah, I don't even care for Christmas. So yeah.
Okay. Now Remy's smaller than that, but yeah, he'll definitely try to do stuff like that. Okay. Thanks, Brian, for
no worries
again.
We'll
definitely get you back on for something.
We'll figure something out
in the future.
Yeah. Try something not Marvel related. Hopefully something
good.
Yeah. Not during though, because I probably will shit on that one.
No problem. All right. If people want to get in touch with us and tell us about their thoughts on the Marvels, how they go about it.
So you can contact that's weird, something stuck in my throat. You can contact us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or all social media platforms at cognitive recalibration.
Yep. Yeah. You had a flirk in your mouth.
Yeah, you did, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you're happy about.
I like the cats, yeah.
Yeah. They're like kittens in this, right?
I like the goose as well.
Gooses. Yeah. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a subscribe if you are watching on YouTube. Obviously, subscribe to us on the audio feed that you're listening to if you are listening via audio. And leave any comments down below, obviously, and we'll get to them when... in the next episode. All right. I think that's it. Bit underwhelming, but we got there in the end.
Yeah.
Hope you all enjoyed it. Hope you're all staying safe. Thanks again, Brian, for joining us. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you in the next episode.
See ya.
Cheers.